Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
We are here in the last hour of the Wednesday afternoon show with me, Dave Mack.
Ross.
George.
And we will be here until, well, 4 o'clock, so not much longer. We're nearly done. But we've also been joined by, well, I'd say someone that's been here before. Yes, it is Mr. Mike Christie. How's it going there, buddy?
Hello, great to be back. Thanks for having me.
It is good. And sorry we've already done the other fun bits. We were just talking about that before you've come in, but we'll have to just get you back in again.
Of course.
How about that?
Definitely.
Well, thanks for joining us. And we were just obviously chatting briefly in the green room before you come in. And yeah, you've been a very busy man.
It's a pretty mad summer. I finished last week, pretty much a week ago, at Shanklin Theatre, which was the end of a big tour for 2.5 months. 56 shows with my band G4. Amazing to finish with a home gig. And my goodness me, the crowd didn't let us down there. It was amazing.
They're a good bunch.
Absolutely. But no rest for the wicked. I haven't got time to go on holiday. I've actually been doing a concert today at Northwood House as part of the White Proms Wednesday series, which is a monthly lunchtime concert there. And tonight it'll be at the Garlic Farm. And Delisa said that sold out tonight, which is really exciting. It's such a different sort of vibe there, actually. It's not your typical theatre.
Yeah, but it's, so does that happen outside?
It's inside. It's in sort of the main building, but due to the shape, you sort of sing at one end, and then people sit and they actually have dinner while they listen. It's very civilised.
Oh, nice. So good food and great entertainment.
Well, hopefully great entertainment. I certainly try my best. And actually today it's been really interesting, because normally if I did a solo gig, in quite an intimate space, it would be with a piano, and decided this time instead to be with a mandora, is actually a type of lute, like a Baroque lute, and it's really interesting. And Chris Hurst, who is accompanying me, we both come from very different worlds musically, and it's been really fun to create a program today which is, you know, really combining those two. And we've got a piece on there we sing which is over 400 years old. And then we finish on Hallelujah, you know, Leonard Cohen.
Oh, nice.
So it sort of goes through all the different periods of different things, but really utilise the instrument. It's just really fun for me, because I've never done a gig actually before accompanied by a stringed instrument like that.
Okay. Is it going to be the way he's going forward, do you reckon?
Or? No, I think I like to mix it up, and I'll definitely be back with piano because it does give you more options. But I just love a challenge, and I love trying things differently. And as well, because I've done White Proms Wednesday concerts before, I did one in the year, which was with piano, and that was a big celebration of all things musical theatre. And I just think it's nice to mix it up. And it's an incredibly supportive crowd that come every month on a Wednesday. We always get newbies as well, but we've got people that are there every single month, and they just know they're going to enjoy a concert. It's going to be high quality. But I love the mixture of having a vocalist, and then we have a harpist, we had a violinist the other month, and Thomas Luke, the wonderful pianist from the Isle of Wight, he plays. James Longford, again, wonderful island pianist. So very lucky. It really is world-class entertainment. And it's usually on a Wednesday afternoon at Northwood House in Cowes, in the ballroom. And it's very civilised. People can stay for lunch. And then we do one in the evening, which is at the Garlic Farm. And people come for dinner beforehand and then stay for the concert. So it's just another thing. And for me, a big project always in the summer is the White Proms Festival, which takes place in Cowes, which is my hometown. And I really wanted to elongate that throughout the year, because normally that's just August. And so by doing that as monthly concerts, it works throughout the year.
It picks up more traction every single year. You know, you hear more and more about it every year. How many years has it been going for now, the White Proms?
So we started it in 2018. I say we, that's the royal we. It's very much a passion project for me. I certainly don't do it for the money, otherwise I would have given up a long time ago. It's just really to be able to cover costs and to bring really world-class entertainment to the island is really the forefront of my mind with that. And I love the fact that people are walking around Northwood Park, walking their dog 1 minute, and then suddenly they're back in and, you know, they're watching Miriam Margolyes or Jasper Carrot or Leslie
Jasper
Garrett
Carrot.
Or, you know, such a huge variety for everything from comedy to country music, obviously the classical. We always finish with a big orchestral proms at the end of it, and it's particularly special this year because it's Cowes Week's 200th anniversary.
It's going to be a big
one. We've come a bit earlier than we usually are, and we're actually as part of that.
So to complement each other, effectively.
Absolutely, then. And I think, and for me, I think I'm always so busy every year, I was thinking, it'd be nice just to have 1 year off from the White Proms Festival because it's so mad, and I do run everything single-handedly, which gives me so much pleasure, because when I see people coming along and they're enjoying it, That's what gets me out of bed, and I just think this is amazing, and this is in my hometown. And when I really feel I can make a difference, that really spurs me on. And I'm not very good at taking breaks and not working because I love my work. I feel so fortunate. I mean, I just live in the best place in the world. I mean, the Isle of Wight is so incredible.
A lot of people on this island do take it for granted. I know we moan about the ferries and all sorts of bits and pieces, but when you compare it to the rest of the country, there's so many people that would love to be here.
Absolutely.
And we do take that for granted.
And I think people are quick to say, oh, there's no jobs for the youngsters. And yes, there are certain trades there aren't, but majority of people can find work on the island. And I think that is changing because people are realising, to try different vocations and to keep the youngsters here. But I think it's very natural. We think of it more so because it's on an island, but actually wherever people grow up, they have a pang at some point where they just want to be elsewhere, or they want to be in London, and they go and try that out and they come back home, typically to then have a family and sort of settle down. But it's just got so much variety on the island, and every year there's more and more great events in the summer, more venues popping up. It's an incredible place, and it just builds and builds, and I just feel really privileged to be part of that scene.
It's great to hear how much you love the island as well. And obviously with yourself, with the things you do, you've obviously got the ways of trying to find things to do, the people that can obviously come in and support you. And the fact that you do put your energy back into the island and doing the events like the White Proms, admittedly at first it sounds like it's a whole classical experience the whole way through, but obviously it isn't. Like you said, you've got comedy, you've got bits of everything else. And even I was saying, I'd love to come down and see a bit of Jasper Carrot.
Oh, yes.
I must admit, I remember watching it many a time with my mum. Was it Carrot Confidential? Used to be on
TV. Yes, yeah.
And I always remember when he had the Frank Bruno versus Mike Tyson fight, and there was the intro to it where he literally just, this coffin comes past with Frank Bruno wrote on it, and it's the humour that that Jasper Carrot puts out, and it's that Brummie accent as well.
Well, he and I go way back, actually. So
really?
G4, my band, when we were on The X Factor, the first person to book us after that was Jasper Carrot.
No way!
And we'd just been on the final, and we thought we'd lost everything because we were runners-up, and we thought, well, that's it. We didn't quite win, and actually, as it happened, we got signed, and our album went to number one, and it was just absolutely a crazy period. But the first gig, we were in a taxi heading up towards Birmingham, to the NEC, which is obviously home turf for him, as you're saying. And it was a 15,000 capacity there, and we had a 15-minute slot. And by that stage, we didn't have any backing tracks or accompaniment or anything, so we did a 15-minute a cappella set,
and we had
a few bits. And that's originally when we sang Bohemian Rhapsody, and it's arrangement I made that it was 7 minutes of completely a cappella, so we would do all the guitar solos and everything. So we had that, at least that was half the set gone. And then Bonnie Tyler, actually, bless her, was there at that show. We met her there, and she was really lovely to us, and obviously so sad that she's recently passed away. But it was an incredible memory, and to think it was one second, think we've lost everything. We know we've done so well in this competition, but because we haven't won, we're not going to get anywhere with it. And to get that booking from Jasper was amazing. And I have been able to thank him since to say, actually, that was amazing. Because, believe it or not, that's coming up for 22 years ago. So
Shut up.
I know, it's incredible, isn't it? Yeah, it's amazing how time flies.
Yes. Yeah, that is flying by. And like you said, it much probably feels like yesterday in that
sense. It does. But, feel very fortunate, though.
Yeah, well, definitely so. And like I said, the effort and energy you've put into other things as well, you're still doing the stuff with G4. And weirdly enough, going back to X Factor, I've kind of noticed that some of the more long-lasting people have actually not won it and actually come second or third, and they're still going now, doing things.
Absolutely. It's a real mixture for people, I think. It's one thing getting a lot of votes on Saturday night. Let's not forget, it's an entertainment show.
Yeah.
So on a Saturday night, you might watch someone and think, actually, this is fun to watch on TV, and you only see them for 3 minutes, and then it's another artist. Whereas actually to go and book tickets for someone that's going to perform for a couple of hours, you might not actually be that interested. And we were just very fortunate that we just kind of, I think about halfway through the live shows, so there were about eight of them, people kind of thought, well, we're obviously a bit serious because we're classical and we sort of shout opera at people and sort of, just a bit, because we turned up to the auditions, a really long line of people, and mostly women, very scantily clad. We turned up, four of us in suits, so we stood out an absolute mile. And we'd met and we'd studied at the Guildhall School of Music and Drama as singers, and we were told to present ourselves, and if we were performing, we would wear a suit, and that was it. So the cameras were around us like you know, bees around a honeypot, and they just thought something is going on here. And we said, yes, we're from the Guildhall and we're going to sing Bohemian Rhapsody here. And I think they just thought, right, this is going to be car crash TV. We want to get this filmed. And actually then we performed it. And you see quite a few producers before you actually see the judges. And then all we did was enter for a laugh because we were all graduating. We'd done this sort of barbershop type quartet on the side. And we just thought, and one of the guys saw this advert for a new reality TV series, The X Factor, and it wasn't just solo artists, it was also groups.
Yeah.
And we thought, well, we'll go for it. I mean, we're not going to get anywhere with it, but let's go in for a laugh. And if we get to sing in front of Simon Cowell, he might say, you're good, but you're a bit boring or whatever. But we can put on the poster, Simon Cowell said, you're good. And we thought, well, that's great. And that will sell our sort of end of graduation concert. And we just kept getting through. And, you know, eventually got through to the live shows. And we could not believe it. We thought, what on earth's going on? And then about halfway through the live shows, we were in the bottom two, and we thought, right, you know, well, we've had a really good run, but clearly the popularity's run out.
Mm.
And they did this sort of sideshow on The Extra Factor with Ben Shepherd, and that's really a sort of on the wall, like a sort of fly on the wall type vibe. And we just sort of started being ourselves and showed that we actually had a sense of humour and we could take a laugh out ourselves. And there was an Eric Pride song, I'm trying to think what it was called now, and it was a massive hit at the time.
Cool on Me?
It could well have been that one, and we
or
dressed
piano,
up in
piano.
Oh, okay, but we dressed up in Lycra and created this music video, and people just thought that is crazy. So actually, they are normal people, and it's amazing how as soon as you get the word classical involved or opera, people suddenly switch off and go, "Oh, I don't like that." And yet, they'll go to the cinema and there'll be some aria playing as part of the soundtrack, and they'll be weeping their eyes out, so moved by it, but they don't think, oh, I'd love to know what that's from and I'll go and see the opera. And that's been the case all my life. And even with G4, people kind of go, oh, well, not really my thing. They're just going to sort of shout opera at us for 2 hours. I mean, it couldn't be more different. People come, they say, I can't believe how funny the show is. I mean, we're four mates that have a laugh and can't believe we're still doing it because we love what we do.
It's a good way to keep in contact with the people you went to uni with, though.
I mean, yes, it's very good. It's an easy reunion. But it's just we have such a great time and such a laugh. And it's key because we've been doing it this long that you get to a point where if you're not enjoying it,
no,
you need to find something else. We just feel really grateful.
But that's a bonus as well, that you enjoy each other's company as well, because I've been in many bands and not always everyone gets on. There's always like that one guy that doesn't get on with that guy or something like that. So the fact that you've got that bond, you know, and you look forward to seeing each other, that
absolutely
really does make something amazing.
It's a really fundamental relationship. It's such a different thing because you spend, well, we've just spent 2.5 months together on the road, and it's more time than you would spend than a partner, because obviously you'd normally go away to work during the day, but you're working together, you're eating, sleeping, breathing together. It's, you know, it's, but it's, and obviously with the rest of the team as well, the tech team and everyone, and but it's a really
like
special thing. Well, it's a bubble, a tour bubble, and it's so far from reality. And for me to be able to call the Isle of Wight my home and come back after that is just an absolute joy, and be by the sea.
That's so cool.
But I live for performing, and it's such a wonderful feeling when you're out there on stage. I mean, yes, it has been rather hot in the last month, but seeing people turn out and paying their hard-earned money, it's tough to sell tickets, and yet we've managed still to be selling out places night after night, and it's absolutely incredible to think we love what we do, and yet there are people that love it as well. Yeah. And long may it continue. As long as people keep buying tickets, we all keep turning out.
Well, fantastic work with G4, because I do love what you do. I do have a listen to it as well. And I think the fact that you've gotten the chance to do something you enjoy is fantastic. You've got the White Proms. You've got the White Games Festivals that are going on at the moment as well. Just very quickly before we go, I just want to touch on, obviously, your progress with the Bathhouse. You know, Ross brought it up earlier, and is as it was and how it is now. You're doing something great with a kind of what was, it's an unknown spot, but it's got so much history. Just quickly tell us a little bit about how things are going with that, if you don't mind.
It's going really well, thank you. Yeah, slowly but surely. I think we've still got another couple of months before we open, but we will get there eventually. It's just always there's delays with building work, and there's lots of
too many cups of
boxes
tea
to tick with the council and different various bits and bobs. So we're getting there, and it's a disused toilet block on Park Road in Cowes that's been sitting there empty and unused for 15 years. And it just came up as an opportunity. And it's something I've always wanted to open a sushi restaurant in Cowes. And I've always got so much going on. It's like, that's the last thing I need at the moment. Just maybe later when I've got a bit less going on. But the opportunity arose. And I just thought, actually, it's going to make the most amazing thing. And I was also slightly concerned who could get their hands on it. And for me, when I'm doing stuff on the island, it's all about giving something back, making a difference and changing people's lives. And I'm an ambassador for Mountbatten Hospice and for Independent Arts. And that means so much to me to be able to spread the word. And, you know, even, for example, the hospice, people don't realise that they help 2,500 people in their homes.
It's incredible, isn't it?
I mean, it's phenomenal. People just think of the hospice itself. And actually, the hospice is about celebrating life. And it's very colourful. It's a very happy place. Obviously, you do go through the sadness as well. And I feel very fortunate to be part of that. And Independent Arts, they are the most wonderful charity that a lot of people haven't heard of. And they've got the most amazing hub in Newport. And they really help people who are socially isolated. They come and they wouldn't otherwise get out of the house. And they can play chess and they can do crafts. And it's a lifeline for people. And until people discover it, and the big part for me, I feel, is my role is to spread the word, because there's so many people that could get help from it. It would be really useful. But anyway, the bathhouse, I've named it that because it was a bathhouse.
Yeah.
And so I'm getting back the history. I've spoken to a
back
few people.
Back in the 1940s, I believe.
Absolutely, yes. And so that was a crucial time because at that point, there were 8,500 houses were bombed in Cowes.
Yeah, of course, and, World War II.
Even that, there weren't a lot of people that had bathrooms in the house then anyway. And yeah, I've spoken to a few people in their 80s that live in Cowes, well, in fact, all over the island, and they used it as a bathhouse. It's really interesting hearing their story. So I'm really going to inject back that character into it, and it will be a sushi restaurant. And it's interesting, from my research, people say that they don't like sushi. It turns out they've never tried it, or they've tried supermarket sushi, and it's a bit chewy. So anyway, watch this space, and you can follow us on Instagram if you're on there, and it's got updates of me showing about the building work and the design process.
I have been
process.
Watching and I have been following, actually. I saw you explaining about, obviously, the bathhouse that's still there at the entrance to Northwood Park.
And, absolutely.
It's really great what you're doing, and well, I look forward to coming down for some sushi.
Can't wait to welcome you there.
Yeah, we'll all come down. Isn't that right, guys?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Well, thank you so much for coming in for a chat. And do you know what? It just flies by whenever we do. So we'll have to definitely do this again somewhere. But like I said, we'll be down to the bathhouse. And hopefully, I'll get along for Jasper Carrot as well.
Yeah, do. See you there.
Yeah, we'll do. Thank you so much for having a chat with us. You can listen back on the website as well, because the interview will be uploaded there in the next 24 hours. And feel free to give us support to the White Proms, and catch you down there.
Thank you.